This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. When Ralph Nader announced he would run for president again this year, everyone wondered about his left constituency. What would they do? After all, if his vote in either Florida or New Hampshire had gone to Al Gore in 2000, George W. Bush would not be president. But in some recent polls that include Ralph Nader, President Bush and Senator John Kerry are tied. And some polls without Ralph Nader show Mr. Bush with a slight lead. Day to Day's Mike Pesca joined the Ralph Nader campaign in Austin, Texas.
Unsafe at any speed is just about the last phrase that comes to mind when battling the sclerotic traffic from the Austin airport to the University of Texas Law School. But the gridlock-induced delay did give the 150 or so people who showed up to hear Ralph Nader speak an extra hour to discuss the pros and cons of his candidacy. Many in the crowd, like law student Kristen Lindbergh, said it was unrealistic to think that Nader wouldn't steal votes from John Kerry.
It is realism to say, this time around at least, a lot of people will have to sacrifice at least some of their beliefs to vote for the candidate who has the best chance. I think that's realistic. I mean, maybe I'd consider voting Nader in the future, but just not this time.
Unlike Lindbergh, who is wearing a John Kerry for president button, law student Andrew Coven backs Nader up to a point.
Well, you know, Bush is going to win Texas, and I like Nader, and I think what he's saying is, you know, was right, so why not show him my support?
What if you were living and voting in Florida?
Oh, yeah, then I'd vote for Kerry.
When Nader finally did show up, he criticized the dependence on fundraising in politics, the two-party system, and corporations profiting from the war in Iraq. But when he was done, the first question posed by David Nowen centered on the danger that Nader posed to John Kerry.
Why are you running again? I mean, this is such an important election, and you can either support the people who have, you know, created the Patriot Act and some of the things that you've, complained about, or the people who have opposed it. And why would you choose to take the risk of influencing the election in the wrong direction?
Well, because the difference between our agenda...
Nader answered that the Patriot Act was the exact wrong example of the Democrats being the lesser of two evils. Only one Democratic senator voted against it. After Nader asked volunteers to help gather 64,000 signatures in order to get his name on the Texas ballot, I asked him about the fear he was inducing among liberals, who beg him not to run, who think that he'll hand the election to George W. Bush. Supporters and potential supporters are, ironically, upset with you for doing so well last time that they could look at a couple states, New Hampshire and Florida, where your number of votes were the difference between Gore and Bush. How does that make you feel that people say, well, Ralph, it would be great if you ran and didn't have any effect on the outcome, but now that you are having an effect, I have to reconsider my vote for you?
None of us should try to deny the opportunity of millions of voters from having the chance to vote for the candidate of their choice. And the two parties think that they are entitled to the votes in this country rather than having to earn them, because they keep saying to third parties, don't run or you're a spoiler.
If you didn't run in 2000, do you think that Al Gore would be president right now?
I think Al Gore won the election in 2000. I think he won it in Florida. I think he made a mistake by not asking for a full state recount. I think he ran a poor campaign. He should have landslided Bush. But even so, I think he won the election.
I have to go back to the last thing, though. Taking away everything that happened in Florida, do you think that if you had not run, that Al Gore would be president right now? I know your answer is that you think he did win, but take into account everything that happened, do you think he'd be in the White House right now if not for Ralph Nader?
Well, rather than just guess, there is a CNN poll that deleted me from the Florida campaign and Bush won over Gore. Okay. So that's the only evidence from a polling standpoint.
You've mentored so many people over the years who've gone on to become public officials and esteemed journalists, and many, many of those people who profess the utmost respect for you to this day beg you not to run. How does that make you feel, personally make you feel on an emotional level?
That they have to do their homework. They should know that our candidacy, our independent candidacy, can take apart the Bush administration in all kinds of ways. Corporate globalization, they can take it apart in terms of anti-labor, they can take it apart in terms of living wage, in terms of not cracking down on corporate crime, that the Democrats are too cautious, too unimaginative, too inhibited from doing.
Do you think in your heart of hearts that if you were in all the debates and if the media didn't always cover you with horse race before policy, and really if you got all the breaks from the media that you've been asking for over the years, do you think more people would vote for you than any other candidate?
If I was on the debates, and they were really debates, not parallel interviews, And if I got more than 3.5 minutes of FaceTime on the three networks in the fall, which is all I got in 2000, I think it could well be a three-way race.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That story and interview on Ralph Nader in Austin, Texas, by Day Today's Mike Peskin.